Welcome to Bob Cargill's Marketing Show, a ridiculously awesome podcast bursting with insightful commentaries and intriguing conversations on the topics and issues that are on the minds of marketers, advertisers, social media, and PR professionals today. Check in with others. Hey, everybody, this is Bob Cargill. Check in with others. Check in with your customers, your clients, your colleagues, your constituents, your connections. Check in with your friends, your family, even complete strangers. I recently had a ridiculously awesome breakfast at J&M Diner in Framingham, Massachusetts with my wife Barbara, my sister Kathy, and my mom. It was so good to sit down, to relax, and spend some quality time with family over a good meal. No, it was a great meal, not just a good meal, a ridiculously awesome meal. If you've been to J&M Diner, you know what I'm talking about. If you haven't been there before, check it out. Excellent restaurant. Outstanding. While waiting for our table, I noticed a sign for those who work there that said, check in with tables. And then underneath that headline, it listed three questions. How are you? How is everything? Can I get you anything else? And then in all caps with two asterisks on each side of it, smiles. What great advice, management is giving to its staff there. Not that the staff needed to be reminded of all that, because let me tell you, the staff, the servers, the people who work there, they're amazingly positive and incredibly good at what they do. Sure, the food is terrific at J&M Diner, but the customer service is equally terrific. This is a top-notch place all around. Fantastic food, superior service. Just a ridiculously awesome dining experience. I thought to myself, this is how every business should treat their customers and how everybody, frankly, should treat everybody else in general. We should always be checking in with our tables, so to speak, asking others, how are you? How is everything? And can I get you anything else? And we should be doing it with a smile. We should be smiling when we talk to people in business, when we approach people. This would result in many more satisfied customers and clients, and likely more revenue. More fulfilled employees, team members, colleagues, a more enjoyable business experience all around. And hey, in our personal lives, this would mean happier and healthier people in general. People feeling that you actually care about them. People knowing that you want to help. People feeling uplifted, invigorated, encouraged, hopeful, and confident that you've got their back. Smile to those around you in both your professional and personal lives. Ask people, how are you? How is everything? Can I get you anything else? Be like the people who work at J&M Diner in Framingham, Massachusetts.